Hi everyone, it's Roger and Matt here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Frozen 2, the new trailer that released. We're also going to be talking about the latest Disney Wisdom collection that has been released, and also the upcoming prequels or previews for the new collectibles that are coming out over the next coming months ahead. And then finally, we'll actually be talking about E3, all the video game news that came out of E3 related to Disney, Marvel, Star Wars and Fox, because there was quite a few bits and pieces. So thank you very much for joining in on this. Well, make sure you do subscribe on the YouTube channel, and you can also subscribe on the podcast formats. So let's jump now into our first topic of the week, which is going to be E3. This one was kind of pretty much one of the big ones for us. Lots of video games that we knew about were shown off, including Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the X-Men, the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 on the Nintendo Switch. And then there were some new games that we kind of knew about, but haven't really seen anything for, including the Avengers game, which is going to be coming next year. And finally, there was also a Star Wars Lego game announced. I don't think there was anything else, Matt, was there, that was announced from this event?
That's about it. The only other thing, well, it's not technically Disney, but there was a Dark Crystal game announced, and that's technically Jim Henson.
That was the Netflix one. That was kind of it. Obviously, just before E3, Sony had revealed that it was a new Predator game coming next year. There was also a new Iron Man VR one. They've kind of been doing it. We also knew there was a Disney Zoom Zoom game coming to the Nintendo
Switch. That did not show up at E3, surprisingly.
Yeah, odd, that one. I'm not surprised, because it's just a port of a mobile game. But
and no release date or anything.
No, they didn't really do a huge amount. So let's jump into the ones that we do know about. So first off, on the Saturday, we kicked things off with Jedi Fallen Order, which we did talk about in a little bit of detail last week. So we'll just quickly go through that on there. There was another trailer shown off during the Xbox conference. And obviously during the week, a lot of people got to play it. That one seems to have been picking up a lot of steam. Again, I'm all in on it. I'm loving the idea of what they're doing. Did you see anything else on that one that we didn't talk about last week?
Just the fact that the character from Rogue One is in it.
Yeah.
The character played by Forrest Whitaker. During the Microsoft conference, it was mostly all the footage that we saw at the EA panel.
Yeah, it was good. I'm looking forward to that one. That one's definitely going to be kind of one of my winter highlights. I think that I'm definitely looking forward to. There was some new trailer and footage shown off for the new Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which is coming out in July on Nintendo Switch. They also announced there's going to be 3 further expansion packs. Was it Fantastic Four, X-Men, and what was the other one? The
Marvel Knights, which is basically their mature label for the more adult comics. So expect like Punisher, Moon Knight, those kind of characters that are more mature than the standard Marvel characters. So expect like I would predict it's gonna be Punisher, Moon Knight, Jessica Jones, because Luke Cage is already in it, and Iron Fist is already in it, because I'm thinking they're gonna be called the Defenders line, because there's already some Defender characters in there.
Daredevil, I don't know if he was announced, but I kind of expect all those kind of ones. So that's definitely cool, the fact that we're going to get 3 different expansions. Lots of new footage. I think it was on during the Treehouse show. That was great.
Yeah, and they revealed some more characters like Ghost Rider and the Elsa something. She's a monster hunter in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. And we saw Elektra. And that's about it. The others were announced via some interviews at Game Informer.
Yeah.
Like Miles.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a big game. Looking forward to this one. Haven't picked up my Switch for a while. Nothing really been kind of biting, kind of jumping out at me recently with the Switch. So it'd be kind of cool to jump into that one. And also, we haven't really had a decent Marvel game since Spider-Man. So it's been kind of good 6 to 8 months. So I'll be looking to jump into that one. Mm-hmm. Also, we got to see a brand new trailer or teaser trailer for Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which includes episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 and 9. So we're going to have lots
and some elements of Clone Wars, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think this is great. I think this is exactly what we needed, especially since we didn't get the Last Jedi video game. And it's also, it will be better than doing the Skywalker Rises, or I can't even, is it Skywalker Rises? I keep forgetting that name.
It's, I think it's Skywalker.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure myself. I haven't seen that trailer in a while.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Like, we're 6 months out and we're both like questioning what the name of the new Star Wars. I'm sure it's Rise of Skywalker. See.
It's I'm trying to find it. It's like I keep seeing fan art of the Emperor
It's definitely so that one should
The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I was right then. Yeah. So that was, it's kind of interesting to see that they're doing this. I think it's a better idea. I think coming out next year, rather than doing what they did with some of the other games that we've seen, Disney Infinity, where bring out a game with nothing from it, from the movie, and it's just cheap tie-in. Leave it 6 months, do it properly. And the fact that they didn't do one, a game for Rogue One, they didn't do one for Solo, they didn't do one for Last Jedi, you know, it's about time.
I think it's just because Lego has just too much going on. Like, they've been doing two games a year. I'm really happy that they're like slowing down. This year we only got Lego Movie 2, and from the sounds of it, this game is being done on a new engine.
Good,
because those backgrounds are realistic. There's voice acting, and I heard there's gonna be an option, so it's only grunts for the people that actually love the grunts in Lego games.
Yeah, I think it's easier and quicker and cheaper for them not to put in voices, kind of how it was originally.
They are doing full voice acting. They confirmed in an interview. And the fact the voice of the droids actually leaked everyone's voice acting a couple of months ago.
Yeah, there was kind of been rumors around them. It wasn't really a huge surprise because, you know, we haven't had one for years. We had a Marvel one recently. And then we've had a DC one. It makes sense. I'll play it. I'll be looking forward to jumping into it. Probably by the time it comes out, it would have been a few years since Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, so it would kind of be a nice fresh change. I think that whole Dimensions mess kind of slowed everything down.
For using the Lucasfilm actors instead of just getting cheap voices like we did for Lego Marvel 2.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. So that was definitely the surprise of the Xbox conference. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there wasn't really too much more in terms of mainstream games. The only thing really for Disney was that we had some DLC confirmed for Kingdom Hearts 3. I think it's paid. It's gonna have some new boss battles,
basically you can play as other characters other than Sora in boss fights at the end of the game. There's gonna be new Keyblade, which is free. That's the only free part of the DLC. There's going to be two new story modes. There's gonna be a secret story mode, and there's going to be another story mode that will focus more on the villains. That's what we've seen in the trailer, and that trailer was from the Kingdom Hearts Orchestra, that premiered a couple of days before the Square Enix stream, so it was rather disappointing seeing it again.
It's kind of one of those things to me of, I enjoy Kingdom Hearts 3, I've got no interest really of going back and playing it again with different characters. That's not really, I think if it was for a new story with a few hours of DLC, that would kind of
I'm thinking it's gonna be a couple of hours, like 5-7 hours each, because 0.2 was that length.
I really enjoyed 0.2. I thought that was a great experience, and I'd be quite happy to do bits and pieces like that. They also showed off some of the new Final Fantasy 7 remake, which is going to be coming out next year, I think episode 1, of which Cloud and a number of characters from that game appeared in the Kingdom Hearts games. So
yes, and they got new voice actors for the remake, unfortunately. Yeah. The original voice of Cloud did get a start in Kingdom Hearts, and he broke the news that he got replaced for a remake with a younger actor, unfortunately.
It's just, you know, one of those situations where things just keep changing. So definitely kind of cool from that point of view. There was a few other little snippets that came out over the E3 event. I think One Arcade Up, they're releasing some new Marvel and also Star Wars arcade cabinets. They're about $350-$400.
Yeah, and Limited Run announced a new deal with Disney Interactive, and they're going to be bringing a couple of classic Star Wars games on PC. and a very limited run of a PS2 game called Bounty Hunter on PS4 physical case.
Yeah, I mean, I have got Bounty Hunter on PS4 already when they released it a few years ago for Star Wars Battlefront. I think they're releasing some Game Boy games and some NES. They're really kind of going back.
It's everything, like NES, Super Nintendo, those retro Star Wars games.
I'm kind of tempted, but maybe not. Depends on the price. I think I'm kind of getting past the point of worrying about physical anymore. I've kind of embraced
it's the digital side. Only Bounty Hunter getting physical. The others are just digital on PC.
That, I mean, to me, I think they're going to be doing one a month. They're also going to be doing the Secret of the Monkey Island games. They're going to be re-released. Only recently.
Yeah, it's a lot of obscure LucasArts stuff that Disney has the rights to, so they're looking for a way to bring that back in and make some extra money out of all those extra games that are not Star Wars.
Yeah, and to be honest, at this precise minute, it does feel like very much along the lines of Disney are just looking at the back catalogue of games and going, you want to put it on a machine? Pay us, you can do
yeah,
it. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be any worry about the fact of them just going, yeah, if you want to pay us, you can have it. And it's just, it's a shame they're not starting to put these on the consoles. I'm hoping we'd see a little bit more of that. But the way they put the games in with Game Pass, Xbox games with Gold, GOG, etc., they seem to be pretty much selling them everywhere.
Yeah, because Disney previously did remakes of Grim Fandango and yeah. Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah, which those were, I think they were done by Double Fine. Which
yeah, it was done by Double Fine, but it was released through Disney.
Yeah, because they got brought out by Microsoft, and that was announced on the Xbox. So I must admit, when that one came up, I was like, ooh, does that mean we're going to get some of those games on Xbox Game Pass eventually?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Personally as well, I mean, old games are old. I rarely go back to play anything old. There's always something new to play. There's always something I've missed that I'd rather spend my time playing something I haven't played. It's not like, you know, at least to be honest, I'm kind of the same with movies and TV shows. I'd much rather watch something new than watch a rerun or watch something. That's just generally how I feel. I'd much rather spend that time doing something new. So lots of bits and pieces coming out. There's loads of information from E3. It was kind of quite good. For Disney, I wouldn't say I sort of came out of the event going, okay, that was bad, but obviously the big one really was
for me. It's bad because I'm still waiting for a platformer Disney game.
Yeah,
not yet, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, the big one really was Avengers. That was announced coming in May. Xbox
that was okay.
I think it's coming to Stadia. It's also PlayStation.
It's 4, Xbox, PS4, which is getting benefits. Yeah. Stadia and PC.
Yeah, I will probably go PlayStation because it's getting the benefits.
Yeah, PlayStation 2. I don't really play on PC, so.
No, it's, I mean, I thought the trailer looked good. It showed off, they didn't really show off any gameplay.
There was a bit of technical hiccups at the start where the voice clips were not played as loud as the music, so it was hard to understand some of the dialogue.
I will be perfectly honest, I was watching in a log cabin in the middle of the moors on awful Wi-Fi, where I was watching it in 360p. So I had to go back and watch the trailers again after they've all been uploaded when I got home. So the live stream was so bad, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. It could have been looked dreadful. I had to wait till I came home to watch
it. Yeah, and the only thing I'm disappointed with is that they didn't show much gameplay.
No.
They showed mostly cutscenes, but there was bits of gameplay, but it was edited in such a way that people probably thought that was just CG as well, but they have a demo at E3, so we might get some actual gameplay footage.
And it's still nearly a year away. I mean, next May, a long time, that's if it doesn't get pushed back. I thought the way that they've kind of done the characters, they kind of look like MCU, but they're not. Obviously, like Black Widow and Captain America are probably the least looking right.
Tony Stark has that mullet hair.
That seemed to be more of like when they flash forward to 5 years in the future.
Yeah.
Or a few years in the future.
I've seen a lot of complaints about that, but I think the one that was the most unchanged was the Hulk. He actually looked like the model from the movies.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I am completely happy with the idea that it's separate from the MCU. Allow them to stretch their wings, do something different. The trouble is, it's that kind of thing of they needed to almost go, we're either MCU or we're not. And this kind of
they needed to make it more like the comics. Because everybody's just like, oh, this is just the MCU. And everybody's doing that joke where it's a clip from the Spaceballs. Oh, you didn't get the Avengers. You got their stunt doubles.
It's that kind of thing. I can see what they do. I mean, it doesn't quite look right. They've got time to fix it. I will play it. I'll obviously be on it. There is going to be a single player campaign. There is also going to be a online multiplayer co-op like option with more characters coming. It's kind of like a single player character, and it's also going to be a live service game. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what it's like. I'm in. You just have to put the Marvel logo on it, and I was in. But I watched that trailer when I got home again in high def, and I was like, yeah. This is what I want from a Marvel movie. I know things like, you know, when we look at, like, for example, God of War versus as a four game, that was perfect. You know, we had the Spider-Man game, that was fantastic. And we've had the Batman games, and they've been all really good. So I'm willing to give them a chance. If it's average, it's average. I'll play for it, and that'll be the end of it.
I'd like to make a prediction.
Yeah.
The PS4 benefits are Spider-Man related.
Oh, it would not at all surprise me if Spidey is in there, whether or not it's connected to their game or if it's.
I think it's just going to be a few cosmetic items. Yeah. I don't think they're actually going to put the character in, because I know Disney and Marvel tend to be like, okay, you can only use a certain amount of characters. You can only use characters within the Avengers name. So
who knows
what's going to happen.
I think a playable Spider-Man would be very, very doable. And also, if they do a different voice actor, it's just separate.
Yeah, and the voice actors they got are mostly from the cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, Troy Baker is usually Hawkeye and Loki in the Marvel cartoons, but now he's Bruce Banner, and the voices of Thor and Black Widow are the same ones we had for, like, the last 7 years.
I think it looks good. I was impressed with what I saw. It's nearly a year away. You know, I'll be honest, I think we're at a point now where, and this whole this kind of pretty much sums up E3 to me, was we are end of life cycle. The Xbox and the PlayStation 4 are coming to the end of their current run, and therefore everything
is going to be the new ones.
Yeah, it's all going to be very safe. It's all going to be very simple, and therefore what they are doing is holding out the good stuff for the next generation, because if Scarlet and PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5 are four times more powerful than the current Xbox One X,
and it's going to be super expensive from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I know. I'll be starting to save up for them once we get into past Christmas.
I usually never get consoles on launch. I usually wait until my console breaks before I get a new one. That's why I still didn't get a Switch. My Wii U is still working and collecting dust.
I am a bit of a sucker for day one launch of.
Yeah. And let's be honest, who the heck is going to get it on Stadia? I mean, who will get Avengers on Stadia? Because that thing, for most people, will run at 720p, and you don't even own the game. It's just a digital file that Google lets you borrow. And when that thing goes down in 2 years, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. My view of Google and Stadia, I think it sounds great in theory. Having just been spent 4 nights away in different hotels with different Wi-Fis, I question it. The fact that even the Google software I am using right now to record this podcast has flashed up today with a warning message saying that I'm going away later this year and they're replacing it with something else.
Oh, which is
the second time that this has happened to me using Google software. Google Plus. I have got very little faith in Google when it comes to Google.
I don't think it's going to last more than 2 years, because it's just a gimmick. Everybody's doing these streaming and subscription services, and Google just wants a quick piece of cake before it rots in 2 years.
I still think the Xbox version could be interesting. I'm interested to see what happens.
And now Ubisoft has one. Same price, yeah. $15. Except it's mostly all Tom Clancy titles. That was a really bad press conference.
Yeah, I do actually quite like the Ubisoft games. I'm a bit of I do quite like those games. So I wouldn't do a subscription service, because while I'm going to pick up Watchdog Legions, once I finish the game, I'd never go back and try something else. And you know, like Ghost Recon, and I will play them and I enjoy them, but. Whereas Xbox Game Pass,
reason I'm getting Legion is because you can play as an old granny that hacks police stations and swears to everybody. It's like, okay, I'm gonna be a swearing British grandma, all kinds of crazy stuff.
I must admit, that one did bite me. But let us know what you guys were excited for about E3. Let us know in the comments below. Let's now jump on to our second topic of the week, which is Frozen 2. A brand new trailer was released this week. There was also a special event take place in France where they showed off some of the scenes. We got to see a little bit more about it. We also, me and James did talk a little bit about Frozen 2 as well on this week's episode of the What's on Disney Plus podcast. So quick plug there. So let's jump really into Matt. What did you think of the trailer for Frozen 2?
I think it's giving major vibes of the Tangled TV show. Because basically the whole thing with that show was basically exploring Rapunzel's powers and how it connects to an even older ancient magic from another kingdom. So that's why it's setting bells, because Frozen 2 is the same thing. We're going to learn how Elsa got her powers and how we have to go to the Northern Kingdom to find out what caused it. And we're going to see some other forces with similar powers. Like we've seen some creature with fire powers jumping around on trees in the trailer, and a horse underwater that's pulled straight from Norse mythology.
Yeah, see, I kind of watched this, and I've watched it a few times, and it's a bit like, I was a little bit underwhelmed. It didn't catch me. I'm really could have held off for a trailer for months. I still would have gone and seen it anyway. But it kind of was a bit like, okay.
And they reused a lot of animation from the previous trailer, so that's a big negative.
I don't mind with trailers in terms of not showing us a lot. I think sometimes that works for the best and we can kind of go in blind and enjoy it. It feels a little bit like a superhero movie. And that's kind of where I didn't really want it to go. You know, I don't want, you know, them to try and make a princess superhero movie. It's like,
well, I think they're just trying to do a more darker tone, because I've been hearing people complain that Disney movies are always too cutesy, like with Moana and Zootopia. It was just like normal Disney. If there wasn't, like, people missed the darkness of the Renaissance. So I think with Frozen 2, they're trying to capture some of that dark element.
Yeah, I mean, I will be honest, I love both of those ones. I can't, you know, especially Moana, one of my favorite ones from recent times. Frozen is going to be a big box office smash. It's going to be massive.
Hopefully.
I don't have any doubts that it is going to be excellent.
I think it's going to be the newest, highest earning animated feature of all time, because I know Japan is going to eat it up.
Yeah, I'm thinking it looks great. Whether or not the hype will be as big surrounding it, who knows? It really depends on how well the movie goes down and what the audiences think of it. At the minute,
Star Wars will be out a few weeks after Frozen, so that's going to be the biggest test.
The only thing really, I think, in terms of Frozen 2 and Star Wars, very different audiences. And also, basically, one's got Christmas, one's got Thanksgiving. So, so it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. But the trailer just didn't quite...
Do you know what movie I feel sorry for? Spies in Disguise from Fox. It's the same time as Star Wars. That one is going to flop.
Yeah, it's really strange with the Fox ones and what they're going to do with them. I think moving Spies in Disguise to Christmas Day
was a horrible idea.
Yeah, I mean,
because September it would have had more time, because I don't think there's any animated features in September.
No, I actually think, I don't necessarily think August would have been too bad, because you kind of got that, you know, we got Toy Story 4 now, we got The Lion King in July.
I don't August think Disney of... has anything in August. That would have been a good time.
Yeah, well, no, they have got, what was it, Ad Astra with...
Artemis Fowl?
Yeah, no. That... Artemis Fowl has been moved back. It's a space movie with Brad Pitt. They've also got that dog movie as well that's coming out over the summer as well, that where the dog kind of is reincarnated.
That one already came out here.
Was it with Milo? Because there was a Dog's Purpose, a Dog's Journey, and then Fox have got their own version where it's like a race car driver.
It's the year of the dogs.
No. This is a completely different movie. It's funny because me and James had kind of the exact same conversation a few weeks ago when the trailer broke.
It's just crazy. There's so many movies about dogs being reincarnated.
It's easy money. We love dog movies, and we love we love all that stuff. So it's definitely. Yeah. We've also got quite a few other movies and stuff. I think where they reshuffle them all around. It's definitely going to be interesting. But as far as Frozen 2 goes, I'd love to know what you guys think in the comments below. Let us know. Okay, moving on to our final topic of the week. We have now got some previews of the upcoming Disney Wisdom Collection. So on Saturday, they released the June collection, which was Lumiere. So each month, they release a different Wisdom Collection. It contains a pin set, includes a stackable mug. It also includes a canvas, a T-shirt, a plush, a journal, and other bits and pieces. It's kind of like been the sort of the second year. Last year they did the Mickey Mouse Memories. I do not feel for any second that these seem to be anywhere near as popular as those ones. But they do eventually all sell out. It just takes a little bit longer. I think they got the edition sizes much higher this time around. So it usually comes with a set of like a theme, a character, and also just a quote. So Lumiere and Beauty and the Beast is June. They've also revealed that July is going to be Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio, and it's going to be kind of green. And then we have got Bambi coming in August. And then in September, we have got Merlin from Arthur, also from King Arthur. So kind of interesting the way they're doing it. Yeah, it's a weird kind of collection. Yeah. The other few weeks ago, they did like a Donald Duck version. And I really can't help but feel like Donald Duck would have been a much better follow-up this year.
Yeah, especially considering it was his big birthday this year.
Yeah, they didn't really push it. Whether or not they're holding back for the 90th for Donald, who knows. But I'm going to be honest, this Wisdom Collection does not seem to be hitting it. You know, the people are interested, people are doing it. But they're
Looked over them, and I'm going to be honest, the Bambi one is the laziest one. It's not even a color. It's just the normal Bambi colors, like with the different. It's the laziest one, and probably the only one I'd be interested in is Merlin, because let's face it, we don't see much Merlin merchandise these days.
That literally was the thing I was going to say, was I was really impressed with the idea of them doing something about King Arthur, because you don't see a lot about that.
Like a sword and a stone. I think it's because they're doing that live action remake at the moment.
Maybe. I also think, I don't think there's anything wrong in sometimes I'm just throwing out something a bit random rather than just keep going back to the same.
The other day I found some Oliver and Company dolls at the Disney store of all things.
Yeah, I mean, I think generally as a whole, I think Disney sometimes get a little bit too carried away with using the same kind of popular characters. Mm-hmm. And some movies just don't seem to get much love. And so, so I'm really glad that Sword and Sword is getting a little bit of attention that week for that month. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we've still got October, November, December, but we probably won't find that out until September. But let us know in the comments below what you guys think of the new Wisdom Collection for the rest of the year. Let us know your thoughts. Okay, guys, thank you very much for joining us this week. Make sure you do subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different social medias. Matt, where can they find you?
They can find me on Matthew LeBlanc. It's just a YouTube channel where I post my trip vlogs, and pretty much that's about it.
Okay, so on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.